I was like, don't worry, I can do this. And then as soon as I started doing it, I burnt half my hair. Oh,
that really is badass, though. Like, my God, straight back up.
I'd be like, get me an ambulance. Yeah. I need some, like, help here.
Well, you know, when there's, like, no teacups left. Like, it's like, oh, we're done, we're out. Let alone burning. That's unbelievable. Hello and welcome to the Pop Bars Podcast. I'm your host, James. On this week's episode, I'll be chatting with Katie and Woody about all things Stranger Things, the Zoella advent calendar scandal, and of course, Sia tweeting out some naked pictures of herself. Plus, we'll be joined by our very special guests, Julia Michaels and Grace from Clean Bandit, chatting through their new single, Entering the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. It's a lot of fun. Stay tuned for that. But first, here is this week's edition of WTF News.
What the f- is happening in the news.
All right, guys, shall we talk about Stranger Things again?
Why not? Why
it's never ending, isn't it? Well, instead of the show, this time let's talk about the actors.
Drama, I'm hearing. Drama.
This year, well, is it? Yeah, it was last year, wasn't it? Season one. So this year there's been, like added conversation about the actors going on.
Right.
And it's all crazy.
Okay, talk me through it.
Well, particularly Finn Wolfhard and Millie Bobby Brown. They are
shocked, a gasp.
Do you not read Pop Buzz, Woody?
No, I just wasn't listening until that, that point.
He hears the names of two people he loves and just gasps.
So the two of them, Finn's like 14, right? Millie's 13, and they are being constantly sexualized by certain parts of the media and by people on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's not fabulous.
No, it's not, is it?
That's not cute.
Shall we get specific? Yeah.
Who's doing this?
Well, let's talk about Finn first.
All right.
So last week, I think, I'm sure, it's all a blur.
In the recent past.
It's all a blur. a 27-year-old model called Ali Michael, I don't know her.
Right.
She put a...
shade.
Why not?
She put an Instagram story up saying, oh, Finn, when you're in 4 years, hit me up.
Oh,
when
you're
18 or something. And she tagged him in it. And, I mean, that's very inappropriate, is it not?
It's a bit creepy.
Yeah.
It's a little bit creepy. I mean... I was going to say, even if you privately think that, I'm like, actually, right.
What do you think it is? Is it the fact that it's like, oh, it's celebrities, it's a TV character, people just aren't even thinking. I guess maybe we're not used to seeing, like, there's no excuse for it, but people aren't used to seeing people that young, that famous in that big a TV show, and they've sort of switched their brain off a little bit when they're just, you know, typing what they'd normally put on Instagram about, you know, any other TV star they got a crush on.
I feel like this applies more generally there. I think people just lose their minds when they get to social media.
Yeah.
They just don't think about what they're typing. Like, I think sometimes people treat Twitter or Instagram as an extension of their own, like, consciousness and brain. And, like, dude, no, that is a public platform.
No, I agree.
Whatever you write, whatever you put out there is going to be judged, and you better be ready. You best be ready for that, yo.
Yeah.
And
Woody laying the smack down there on the mic.
I'm just saying, this girl clearly was not. But he responded, didn't he? Did you see that little clip of Finn at the airport?
Yeah. What did he say? He clearly does not like.
He hates it, but he was basically like, "Oh, I'm kind of used to it now." Yeah. But then the other clip was the kids. What were they waiting outside his hotel?
Yeah, they were
these
not
guys?
Kids. They were like 20-year-olds.
Well, they were acting like kids. So that's what
like
I'm going
kids.
For.
Anyone who waits outside of someone's hotel, a child actor, an adult, whatever, it's so wrong.
So what happened? He just walked past them, didn't he, Finn?
So he was coming in and out of his hotel. He walked out first. They were like, hi, Finn. He said, hi. Great. Got in his car. Clearly had somewhere to go. And then he came back after a long day of what? Doing promo?
Yeah.
This 14-year-old doing work all day.
Yeah.
Came back. They were like, please, can we have a picture? We've never met you before, please. And he just walked in, ignored them, whatever.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're so rude. Like, no. It's like, no.
I will never understand people waiting outside of hotels or at airports for celebrities like that. It drives me up the wall.
I mean, Katie loves a red carpet.
I do love a red carpet.
That's different. They're at work.
They're
at work, and that's a place in time.
And you can demand that selfie.
I can.
I'm liking this sassy voice of yours coming out for the news this week, Woody.
Just came out with it at the top of my head.
So we're good. We should mention Millie as well, then. So
yes,
what happened there?
Millie, well, this is something... I don't know how Spanish Twitter just suddenly decided to bring this back up. But I think it was the August edition of W Magazine, they listed her in a list of TV stars that have made TV sexier. So she was in there with Nicole Kidman, Alexander Skarsgård, Kerry Russell, Riz Ahmed, like adults.
Yeah.
And then they've just thrown her in as one of the people making TV hotter.
Yeah.
Did they mean hotter as in, like, exciting?
Well, no, that's what I thought. If you've just read that article online, which was like, yeah, the hottest TV stars, it's like, yeah, she's a hot ticket. Everybody wants to. But on the cover, it specifically said the word sexy.
Oh, God. It's a complete lack of thought, isn't it? People need to turn their brains on a little bit more, especially with something like that where you can see that the intention probably wasn't. And it's a grand issue. It's loads of different people. They're probably not even thinking, but you need to think. Do you know what I mean?
I think what we've learned, I think the final thought, the moral of the day, is that people are really stupid.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
They're really, really dumb.
Not a new discovery, but bears repeating.
Yeah, it's always worth bearing in mind.
I believe so.
I think we should all stand for Winona.
Yeah.
Instead.
That's more than acceptable.
I'm with you.
Come through, Winona.
When in doubt, go with Winona. This was another big story this week, and this blows my mind, but I really want to get your opinions on whether this is worth it. Zoella, one of the most famous YouTubers in the world, if not the most famous. You've seen, like, obviously all the YouTubers have got their Christmas merch out now, right?
Yes.
You registered this. It's the run-up to Christmas. They're all got the merch out. Zoella's gone for an advent calendar. It's called Zoella's 12 Days of Christmas Advent Calendar. More than 12 days in your advent. I get that. Does that imply you're opening the first one on Christmas Day and then it's the 12 days of Christmas? I don't think so. It's the run-up to Christmas. You want 24 windows. Anyways, aren't we all? But the point is, 50 quid. 50 quid they're charging for this advent calendar. 50 quid. Would you like to know what's inside of it?
It better be gold.
Right, so 12 windows. 12 windows. Among the items you will expect to find for your £50. And I want to know what you think of each of these, right? We'll go each one. So first up, a bauble. A little Christmas bauble. You happy with that if you opened up your window?
No, because I want chocolate.
Okay, fine. Confetti. That... I don't understand the appeal of that. Actually, that's messy as well. Is it in a container? Is it loose in the window? I need to know now.
You know what I know? It's not chocolate.
I'll tell you that. There it is.
Are you going to use confetti?
Yeah, like...
Well, Christmas party time!
Christmas
Here's
confetti.
Some confetti. I don't know.
That is not a thing.
Sad.
It's not ideal. Next up, a purse. Little purse for Christmas time.
Okay, that's fine.
There's a small candle, 130 grams, according to Boots.
Are these like... A cracker presents.
You know what? This is the problem, because ideally the only way that us are going to actually learn about it is to buy it, and I'm not paying 50 quid for an advent calendar. So that's sort of the point, really, isn't it? There's also a couple of cookie cutters in there, a jotter pad, a key ring. Now we're getting to Christmas cracker territory, aren't we? A pen, room spray, 30 milliliter stickers, and votive. So, I mean, I'm not nuts about this. I can't imagine anyone, any celebrity that I love being worth 50 quid for an advent calendar, let alone Zoella.
I just think if Zoella wanted to do Christmas crackers, she just should have done Christmas crackers.
Very true.
Let's not, like, pretend... Also, 12 days, crappy presents, 50 quid, you're cancelled.
Yeah, I mean, does anyone open, like, an advent calendar for the 12 days of Christmas? Is that actually a thing? It's the 24, right?
I've never heard of that in my life, ever.
It feels a bit of a scam.
Do you think she just ran out of things to put in it? Because I feel like it was made... She loves an advent calendar. She always opens them. She had a Lego one a few years ago. It's amazing.
if she can afford Lego ones, that explains why this is 50 quid.
She just did not have enough to put in a 24... calendar.
There is a drop-off, isn't there? Like, there's the purse, there's the candle, there's the key ring, there's the... jotter pad. It sort of takes a bit of a swift dive before you get to confetti at the bottom, you know?
She has a massive range of, like, bath products and sprays.
See, that
and
I understand.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And I've just Googled it, right? You can get a 12-window benefit minute, like, you know the little miniatures?
Mm-hmm.
Benefit, makeup, guys, you want it, for £34.50.
Wow.
And it's like, well... if she'd included all her products in it and went, 50 quid, there you go, I'd be like, okay, fine.
Or maybe if you're going for the proper kid market, I mean, it's the parents you have to feel for, guys. It's the parents that are going to be buying this. But if you're going for the little kid market with advent calendars, yeah, just do a chocolate one for a fiver and shove your face on it.
Yeah.
It can still be cool. It could still be in cool shapes. It could still have good pictures or jokes or anything on the other side of the window.
She's got to offer better presents. I mean, she's not hard up for cash, is she? So,
well, to be clear, I don't think she's buying the individual gifts. It's not Secret Santa.
What?
She's not playing Secret Santa with, like, thousands of fans vying fire boots, but you never know. All right, we'll probably buy one in the end now, won't we?
Do you know what? I've just looked. You can get a gin advent calendar for 50 quid.
Oh, so. Mate. There's our purchase for the Pub Buzz office. That'll go down well, I'm sure. Right, anything else?
Yeah. Possibly the world's greatest clapback ever.
Big claim.
Ever. We're talking about Sia.
Okay.
And basically, a photographer using one of those sneaky long lenses decided to get a photo of Sia basically butt naked, and then tried to sell it to her fans and media agencies and stuff. And so Sia just was like, F this, got the photos and just tweeted them out on Twitter.
I kind of love it.
Amazing. And now it's got nearly 190,000 retweets. And also a nice little plug for a Christmas album. So.
Yeah, it's double choice. She's all about the promo still, you know. Yeah. Clap back. Throw a little promo in there as
well. So the question is, would you post your own nude selfies on Twitter?
I mean...
Well, actually, sorry, not nude selfies. Mm. Someone's taken a long shot of you.
The scene for me, Woody. Set the scene.
What you've been doing, James.
Okay.
You've been in your LA mansion.
As I tend to.
And you've been taking a dip in the pool, skinny dipping.
You know me so well.
Enjoying some private time. Some James alone time.
James alone time, naked in the pool. That's how I roll.
And you get out and some cheeky snapper on the hills behind your mansion has taken a picture of your bare ass.
Right.
And then he's come to Pop Buzz and tried to sell the pictures.
He knows his market.
Yeah, he knows his market. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know what? I think this is the thing, is that, like, that is why this is so brilliantly handled. She knows that if she doesn't tweet it out, it's going to come out anyway. Mm-hmm. And much the same as this cheeky snapper's got a picture of me now, it's going to come out. You know Pop Buzz are going to snap up those pics and put it straight as the new Facebook header.
We probably couldn't even afford to buy it.
I mean...
Definitely not James's.
That's true. You need to be in Zoella advent calendar territory to be able to afford these pictures, I'm telling you.
I spent all my money on the advent calendar.
This is it.
But here's what I was thinking. Yes, you're all correct. But what if it wasn't long lens, it was intimate pictures? No, you're not going to be tweeting those out, are you?
Well, no, but I guess, it's so tricky, isn't it? Because, again, you know they're going to come out. This is why it was so brilliantly handled by Sia, because she's properly played them at their own game. Because that guy now will not be able to sell those photos because everyone's seen them. Yeah. No one needs them. It's like, it's completely, not only is it like, you know, screw you for doing this, it's also, hey, I'm going to take away any money you are going to earn from this as well. It's the double clapback. I love it.
It's truly iconic. Yeah. I think that is what when you look up iconic in the dictionary now, you'll just see it as bare ass.
We are back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guests today, two fantastic names from the world of music. They are now collaborating on a brand new single called I Miss You. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Julia Michaels. I'm from Clean Bandit. We've got Grace Chatto here. Hey, how are you guys? Good. It's
good.
Lovely to see you. It really is. Let's dive right in with this single, first of all. It's called I Miss You. Who approached who? How did it happen? How did you guys get together on this one? Talk me through it.
Well, Jack and I had been trying to get together for a little while, but our schedules just never seemed to sync up until they did. And I can be a bit nervous still when I work with new people. So when I met Jack, I was like, can you just play chords and then I'll just go in the booth and I'll just be by myself. And I went in the booth and I sang basically everything you hear on the song in 47 minutes, as Jack timed it, because he was just like, I've never seen this before.
That's kind of incredible. And that was literally the whole vocal was cut in 47 minutes.
Yeah, I wrote it and
Did you have somewhere to be where you just like,
No, I just sometimes I get really nervous with new people because, you know, I'm used to having someone to bounce ideas off of be like, just dare to suck, basically. And this was just fully a very true story. And I felt like I had to do it in a safe space.
No, fair play.
And
hey,
I went
worked.
Out and I was like, cool, bye, nice to meet you.
Oh, that's amazing, though. But you guys must have been fans of each other beforehand, right? I mean, like, Grace, when did you first hear about Julia's work? Was it Issues or was it before that? Stuff for other people?
It was Issues, yeah. And then, which I loved and I've listened to like every day this summer.
Thank you.
But then, yeah, then I found out that she'd also written Sorry with Justin Bieber, which is like one of my favorite songs ever.
I mean, huge.
Same.
Huge pop song. So. No, it's nice. No, it seems like a really, really good fit on there as well. And we were saying as well, it looks like you had a lot of fun on the music video, right? I mean,
there was the fire spinning.
Oh my gosh.
Hula hooping, like,
This one is a badass.
It looked pretty badass. It really did.
Could you already do that before? Had you already practiced? Or?
Yeah. Well, I used to do it when I was a teenager at like rave parties.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah.
I've been
there.
I saw you there. Yeah. Brixton, 2000.
Ah, the days of Brixton in the early 2000s.
But it was a bit different in this environment. Mm. I was like, don't worry, I can do this. And then as soon as I started doing it, I whacked myself in the head and burnt half my hair.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So everyone was panicking, but then I just concentrated more.
Was that like a quick recovery? Like, were you able to just bounce back like that? That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there was no time because it was the last thing that we shot and everyone wanted to leave. So that really is badass though.
Like, my God, straight back up.
I'd be like, get me an ambulance.
Yeah.
Some, like, help here.
You do that when there's like no teacups left. Like, it's like, oh, we're done. We're out. Let alone burning. That's unbelievable.
Genius.
And we shouldn't put down Julia as well. Obviously, there was a hula hooping, which was fantastic.
On top of the piano.
On top of a tree trunk.
I mean, but yeah, how long did that skill take to reacquaint yourself with? I mean, you know, I've not hula hooped since a kid.
I've been hula hooping for 4 or 5 years. It's something I do to calm anxiety.
Really?
Yeah, it's really therapeutic.
My friend does it as well, and she goes to hula hoop like festivals. Have you been to one of those?
My stepsister actually was the one who introduced it to me. She makes hula hoops because she hula hoops herself. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you should try it. It's awesome for anxiety. I was like, yeah. She was like, here, take this. You can bring it home with you, because she lives in Iowa and I live in California.
Right.
And she gave it to me and I was like, I'm never going to use this thing. And then for 2 weeks, I was just like, I need to master this.
Wow.
And I've been doing it for the last 4 years.
And you just take it wherever you go now. You just arrive.
Yeah, sometimes.
Julia's brought her hula hoop again.
It's portable. It's pretty portable.
Yeah, they are actually pretty portable.
That's awesome, man. I had no idea. That's such a really cool little detail. Yeah. We should catch up with you, Julia, because last time we saw you was the Summertime Ball for Capital. We saw both of you there, in fact.
Yeah.
But Julia, there was a wonderful moment where we were asking everyone what their favorite song of the summer was.
Yeah.
And you said...
Oh my God.
You remember it already.
Oh, yes.
You said Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
Little did you know that about 30 seconds before that, Shawn Mendes had said Issues.
Oh, yes.
It's so beautiful. And it seemed like there was a little bit of a social media loving, but have you guys had a conversation about that since? Has there been since?
Yeah,
you have?
Yeah. I mean, we're really good friends. I'm going on tour with him at the end of November.
Amazing.
For a couple weeks. We're doing Australia and New Zealand together. So it's just a big love fest. Like, we're just like family at this point.
Because he's working on his third album. So can we hope for some work together between the both of you?
You know what? No.
No.
I know.
Well, that's crushed my dreams.
Right? I know. We've talked about it. He loves a song that I wrote with Ed Sheeran, a song called Dive.
Uh-huh.
And so we've talked about it. It's just one of those things, kind of like Jack and I, where our schedules just never fully seem to link up.
Yeah.
God, if only you were going on the road together and you'd have loads of free time where you could just crack out the guitar and the piano.
2 weeks, what?
I think you'll have to find the time.
I think that's very
Bandit
true.
Definitely.
Move the schedule around. And Grace, we should say, of course, like in Clean Bandit now, you have worked with such an amazing array of guest vocalists through the years. Is there anyone left on the kind of hit list? Anyone that's like eluded you so far that you think, oh God, we'd love to get them in the studio and we can go and do something? Who's up there? Who's up there for you?
Yeah, loads of people. I think Lana Del Rey is high up there.
Mm. That's a great
choice. That would be incredible. I feel like you'd have to bring the tempo down for Lana though. She's like, likes a slower song.
She does love her strings though, so that it works. It's going to work very nicely. That's true.
I really loved the song that you did with Marina, Disconnect.
Perfect. Like, yeah. That's probably my favourite Clean Bandit song. Yeah, I love it. And, like, what I was wondering, though, was, like, where did you find her? Because she's, like, been in hiding for the last, like, year and a half. Like, did you have to dial a special number?
Yeah, like, we keep waiting for more Marina music. Like,
where is Marina?
She's actually in Japan right now.
Is she?
But we found her... It was about 2.5 years ago that we made that song.
Okay, quite a while ago.
And I've been a fan of her for about 8 years. We actually supported her at one of our first gigs.
Oh, really?
In Cambridge, and I was just blown away. She's such an incredible performer, and I think one of the greatest artists of our generation. I really hope that she makes more music.
Yeah, I know she's kind of like taking some time out at the moment, but I hope next year she'll come through and maybe more collabs.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Really
fingers crossed, guys. Well, we know we've only got a little bit of time with you, but we want to play a quick game like we like to do with everybody. So this is a game we like to call the Pop Buzz Confession Booth. It's nice, I promise. Uh-oh. So what we've got here is just a series of very honest questions. We just want you to be as honest as you possibly can.
Am I going to need some tequila for this?
I mean, we'll get through the first one and see how it goes. It'll work well. All right, Woody, take it away. Okay. Question number one in the confession booth.
Dark question here. What was your first email address?
Oh my God, I don't even remember. I think it had something to do with dinosaurs because I was, you know, like 12 and thought I was like super sceney and emo and you know how that goes.
A dinosaur's emo?
Yeah.
I kind of love that. Yeah, like,
yeah. Those dinosaurs with the fringe.
Famous site. Yes. That famous site. Grace, anything
you know,
better than that?
My Reptar t-shirt. You know.
That works.
Yeah.
Grace, what you got?
Mine was foxybumble@hotmail.com.
Yes!
That's very good.
That's
very
wonderful. Good. I love
That's
that so
genius.
Much. Foxy Bumble, that's so great. Okay, next one. What is, and you can interpret this how you like, the worst album you ever bought? The worst album you ever bought. Don't have to throw shade if you don't want to. Interpret it how you like.
I mean, honestly, I don't know why I would buy an album that I didn't like. I don't know why I would do that.
Well,
I mean,
we're talking from an era where you would go to the record shop, buy a CD before you could hear it before.
Oh, yes,
that's very true. Back in the day. We are old. We are very old.
I bought
old.
A terrible album by the Asteroids once. Do you remember them?
I do, vaguely. Yeah, that's
very,
an odd one.
Very bad.
I had Smurfs Goes Pop. That's my example.
Oh,
shameful,
God.
But that's my example. No Skeletons in the Closet then in the CD collection? No.
Wow. I don't
I can't think
so.
Of
yeah,
any.
Me either.
I love them all.
And it's not just us being great. Like, yeah, it's not even that. I just like I can't even think of one.
And that's why they're called pop stars and I'm listening to the Smurfs. Alright, fair enough. Next one. Okay. Let's go through
Who
it.
Who was your very first, when you were younger, very first celebrity crush?
Ooh.
Who did you have the
Justin
post on
Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Hands
that
down.
Is a good one.
Hands down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Straight
it,
in.
There wasn't even a thought about
with
that.
With the noodly hair.
Oh, yeah. The ramen hair.
Yeah.
Hot.
Beautiful.
So hot. Guys.
What a look. Strong look. Grace, who you got?
That's a look.
Oh, I don't know. Jerry Halliwell, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, great
God.
Choice. So Spice Girls era or like the solo moment?
Yeah, Spice Girls, definitely.
Oh, good stuff.
And the red leather.
Yes.
Although the Machico Latino video, iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah.
The best solo Spice single. Yeah, I said it. I said it. It happened. Woody, up next.
Worst band name you ever had? Did you have any dodgy band names back in the day?
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Oh, come on.
No,
would never shade that word.
That's awesome.
No bands at school or anything where it was like any dodgy names in there? No?
No, I've heard some funny band names, but I never... I was always just writing. I was homeschooled, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I had heard of a few bands with, like, the most ridiculous names. I heard one that was, "We butter our bread with butter." They used it as, like, a noun and a verb, and I was like, that is the most genius band name I've ever heard.
Kind of respect it.
Right?
Like,
I mean,
it.
It's pretty genius.
You'd buy it. You would buy the record. You would buy the record.
I had one with Jack, a band with Jack before Clean Bandit that was called Uncle Jack and His Favourite Nieces.
Genius!
But then we actually changed
bordering
the name
creepy,
to,
but so genius.
Yeah, it is a little.
It was called that. Tony Blair and the Corridors for a bit as well.
Awesome. Oh, I would have bought that record. That's yeah. so good. That's a great win.
Not too late to change it back.
Yeah, side projects. This is what we want, side projects. Tony Blair on the Corridors. Okay, don't incriminate yourselves, but have you ever stolen anything?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Anything specific?
Anything you want to admit to? On mic.
On camera for YouTube.
I remember when I was little, I stole a hairband, you know, just like a bobble.
Okay.
And my friend's mum saw me do it and told me I had to give it back and say sorry to the shop.
That's the worst,
oh,
isn't
no.
it? Did you cry?
No, but I was really so embarrassed, and that really taught me a lesson.
Yeah, oh, scarred for life. She hasn't been stealing
oh,
since.
No.
Julia, can you beat hairband? Can you beat hair bobble? No, nothing. Nothing worse.
I think I stole like lanyard strings once. You know, like you know, back in like the you know 90s when that was like the thing to do.
Beautiful.
And it's one of those things I didn't realize I was doing. I was like, "Look, Mom," and she was like, "Oh, Julia."
Man, I mean, we've heard a lot worse. That's pretty innocent. We'll respect that one. All right, final one, Woody.
Right,
let's go for it.
A bit disgusting, but what was the last food item you picked off the floor and ate?
Be honest.
We've all done it.
I can't remember, but I do it all the time. I don't really mind.
Yeah. I'm kind of a germaphobe.
Oh, are you really?
Not really, but just slightly. I get sick really easy, so that would, I mean, I would be
You're
sick
like,
for
It might
days.
Toughen you up if you start doing it.
You know what? Maybe I should. Okay, let's.
Any crisps.
Dinner off the floor at the Michaels household this evening. Strong ideas. I think you passed the test there, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. It's really lovely to see you guys. The single is I Miss You. Go out and get it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Julia and Grace, everybody. There we go.
Thank you.
Julia Michaels and Grace McLean Bandit. Fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
We've got to be honest, though. At what point in the day was that interview confirmed?
I have been working tirelessly, as always, Woodrow, to bring you the highest possible quality of guest each week on the Pop Buzz podcast. It just so happens that I hadn't quite realised the timing of these interviews until about 20 minutes before they were meant to happen. But what a brilliant interview. They
oh,
were great.
My God. Well, firstly, I love Julia Michaels, and she is nothing but gold. Like, she is friendly, she gives you hugs, she's funny.
Well, we mentioned as well in there that we'd seen her at the Summertime Bowl, didn't we? And she was so much fun then. We didn't really know much about her. No. We'd heard issues, but we'd never seen her in an interview capacity at all. And she was just an absolute delight, even like in the 30 seconds we had with her then. So to then have a bit more time with her, what a joy and a pleasure. She was lovely.
Yeah, and Grace.
She was great.
She was great because, like, it was almost like she's a bit more cautious in responding, but then she'll come out with like a cracker.
I think they were a great double act as well, weren't they? They kind of brought out the best in each other. All right, well, shall we do these rankings then? So it's out of, what were we saying, out of five, wasn't it?
Hang on, can we just mention, side note, that after the mics went off, Grace told me that she will get in contact with Marina and the Diamonds and let her know that we're missing her
and
that she should get in contact and make some music.
Hi, Marina. Just wanted to say, Woody and James from Pop Buzz are really missing you, so if you want to come back.
And I would just like to reiterate, Marina, you can call me any time of the day. I don't know what the time difference is in Japan, but like I'm ready.
Always ready.
Yeah.
Always welcome. Frankly, let's get you down the line, Marina. Let's have you on. It'll be a wonderful thing. Right, mark out of five, please.
It has to be a five for me.
Wow. We are so, like, I mean, it's great that all the guests have been so fantastic, but we are the nicest possible scorers each week.
Okay, I'm going to give them 4.6.
You got to leave them somewhere to go. That's good.
Because they couldn't really answer the question about worst album. And were just being polite. They were like, we're not just you're being polite.
You're being very, very polite. You can
because
tell.
You're polite people, and that's fine.
It's true. I'll give 4.5. I'll be around a similar level. Just give them room to grow. Bro, you don't want to peak too early with a guest. That's true.
And Katie?
Katie, your thoughts?
I haven't even heard it.
Yeah, I know. Spoiler alert, podcast magic.
Ago.
We've recorded this before she's heard the recording.
I really liked Grace's coat,
yes,
which I did see.
You did.
That's true.
So for that, I will give them a 4.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good. That's how weak we are at rating people, guys. Even for just turning up, you're getting a 4. Wonderful. That's about it. Please do go and subscribe over on iTunes, over on Audioboom, all those lovely, lovely podcast places. Go back and listen to all the previous episodes, all the previous guests on there as well. We'll be back next week. Another big guest. I chatted to him the other day. Do you want to do a clue?
Okay.
I've got a clue.
Go on.
Kim Kardashian.
That is so misleading.
And that is the most the most clickbait clue you could ever done. I spoke to him recently, and your clue is Kim Kardashian. What a fucking
clue. My clue is that it's going down, down.
I've got another clue. One Tree Hill.
Right, to be fair, fans, listen up. Your clues for next week's guest are Kim Kardashian, it's going down, down, and One Tree Hill. Regular readers of the website should be able to figure that one out, I am sure. And, you know, even casual fans of this particular person, I think, could get it.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. It's very exciting. So tune in next week. We will see you then. Until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Yeah.
It's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week.